The following show is closed caption for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
...840-1360-97.5 WTAQ News Talk Sports. I was going to do this as a Radio Jeopardy later in the show. I've changed my mind on that just because I'm stunned by this number and I may revisit it later in the show if I can, if time allows. Here's how the Radio Jeopardy would have gone had I done it as a Radio Jeopardy. 19% of Wisconsinites don't know this. Now, you can take a lot of guesses on that, unless, of course, you know the answer. You heard it in the news. I mean, it could be anything. But what would make it an interesting Radio Jeopardy is what it is. 19% of Wisconsinites have never heard of Ron Johnson. How in the heck can that even be? Now, that's according to a St. Norbert College survey poll of what do they usually do, about 400? Is usually their sample statewide. So I can't find it here. That's usually about what they do. That's a typical sample size for St. Norbert College. I want you to think about something. Ron Johnson unseated Russ Feingold 3 years ago next month. I want you to just consider this. As the successor to Russ Feingold, Ron Johnson has gotten quite a few national interviews. This is what I want to talk about later in the show. I'm getting ahead of myself here. One in five adults in Wisconsin, just about 20% would be one in five. One in five adults in Wisconsin do not know who Ron Johnson is. That's utterly impossible to me. I mean, Rush Limbaugh's often talking about the low information voter. It doesn't get much low information than that. And he has been front burner, crosshairs, whatever metaphor you want to mix, in Wisconsin during the whole shutdown debate. I do have to try to make time for that later in the show because that is a stunning number to me. Will 2014 be the year of the woman in Wisconsin? I want to spend quite a bit of time on that. And what I have been saying for some time appears to be the Democratic strategy, does appear to be the Democratic strategy. A lot of stuff to get to in the show today. I did get in touch with the new London school administrator. That was a very interesting call. I'm going to share that with you. A lot of stuff. I want to start with a couple of things locally. This is not surprising. I didn't know it was coming, but it's not surprising. The Northwoods League baseball team in Green Bay, the Bullfrogs, has been sold to the league, which is an interesting development. You may or may not be aware, I talk about it from time to time, the Bullfrogs games have been a big pastime for my daughter and me in recent years. This last year, we did not get a package. The previous 2 years, we actually got a package of 7 games. And it was something she and I really enjoyed doing. I have noticed the falling attendance at the games, as she had, of course, as well. But we noticed. You could just see that it just, everything, including their play, seemed flat, particularly this year. I still think that the Northwoods League is a good product, and it'll be interesting to see what the league does from here. Jeff Royals had some pretty big ambitions for that team, talked about a pretty major development of a new stadium. Obviously, he was overreaching there. I'm not saying it wasn't a good idea, but he was overreaching, and maybe that's why, quite frankly, the city didn't take him seriously. I was critical of the city not taking him seriously, not seeing what an opportunity that was. Maybe they saw some things behind the scenes idea, and I'm not saying that. I'm saying I just don't know. I would also take issue with some of the ways the team was marketed. I don't know that their marketing strategy was the best, to be perfectly honest with you. But the numbers do tell the story. I mean, they start off pretty strong their first year, 35,000, averaging about 1,000 a game. Their second year was their best overall attendance-wise, 41,878, about 1,150 a game. And then overall attendance just continued to drop from there, and they were averaging less than 1,000 a game. 913 for this past season. I still think it's a fun product. I don't know all of the issues that went into it not being successful under the current ownership, but we'll see what happens. Then there is this. Yesterday, we shared with you a portion of an interview, and we'll get to this in just a minute, Jason. I'm going to work backwards on this. A portion of an interview that Mike Matt in the Morning News, Mike and Matt, did with Mayor Jim Schmidt about Walmart. As you know, the mayor has been a vocal opponent of a 150,000-square-foot Walmart store in the Broadway District. I still argue that it's not the heart of the way of the Broadway District, the way it's being depicted, that it's on the far end, and I don't really think it would clash with the current motif there. That's my opinion. I mean, it would be going in the same area that Titletown is building a brewery, you know, right around there. They don't seem to have an issue with the brewery. But in any event, I just don't see it clashing the way they're arguing. And I've said all along, and I continue to maintain, and I think the facts bear me out, that this is a lot more about hating Walmart, the name, the entity, than the notion that it is not a good fit for the Broadway District. I consider it a stunning development when it was learned this week that the mayor is meeting today with Walmart officials. He appears to have two agenda items in mind. One, getting them to scale back the size of the store that they're currently proposing for the Broadway District, the old Larson Canning property. Or two, put up another store somewhere else. Okay, let's address the second one first. There is a reason Walmart approached on Broadway. And by the way, they approached Green Bay. Green Bay did not approach Walmart. The paper a couple of Sundays ago did a story about the food desert. I don't know if you've heard about food deserts. Actually, I can tell you when this was. It was October 6th. Food desert. A lot of inner cities are said to have food deserts where their low-income residents can't find good food because stores won't go there. You can't get a Walmart or anyone else to open up in that area in larger cities. I would argue Green Bay doesn't have an inner city per se. But the argument was that there is a food desert in that downtown area. In other words, not a lot of options for residents nearby to get quality groceries. Walmart would fill that need. And in fact, they know that. I spoke with a representative when they did their presentation. Why are they proposing a 150,000-square-foot store? Because their market research tells them that area will sustain that store. Instead, you have these idiotic pipe dreamers who own shops on Broadway or are just anti-Walmart. Well, why don't they do a 365-day-a-year farmer's market? Or why don't they put a park there? Or why don't they do this? You know, some other idyllic, unreasonable idea that you would expect from the mouth of a child, not an adult, who understands both sides of a ledger book in real life. Walmart does. And they know what will work there. So Jim Schmidt's going to try to get them to scale down. They won't. My belief, not much. I mean, not to a little specialty grocery shop that he would have in mind. The pipe dream, his own little pipe dream. You know, the artsy fartsy grocery shops, that they're not, you know, the little specialty shops, they're not going to come there either. You know why? Their market research is telling them they won't make a go of it there. There is not the high-end clientele in the numbers that are going to go and buy their seaweed or whatever they want to sell. It's just not going to happen. Sprouts or whatever. So Walmart's not going to propose that kind of thing either because they know it's not going to work. The other thing Jim's going to try to do is get them to look at another area in town. They're not going to do that either. Again, food desert. They see the hole in the market. They see the need in the market. That is the key to any successful business. What constituency isn't being served or is being dramatically underserved? Where is an entry to the market that you can do that nobody else is doing? In a lot of communities in America right now, in my industry, in radio, that's Spanish language radio. I wouldn't try it in pure South Dakota. I don't think there's a lot of Spanish language speakers there. In a lot of metro areas, it's a huge format. And if you're a population with Spanish language residents and you don't have a radio station, somebody probably should. It has to be a pretty large market, though, to make a reasonable go of it. I would say Madison, Milwaukee, or bigger, but it could work in a smaller city. That's where they see the hole in the market, is the quote-unquote food desert downtown, where there's not a major grocery store to serve low-income residents all around that Broadway district. Now, here's something else. So last night, On Broadway, Inc. held their annual meeting. It was supposed to celebrate the successes of the last year, and a lot of the Walmart haters showed up. You saw that. Okay. I have for weeks, criticized Jim Schmidt, taken him to town, written on a subscription website, Right Wisconsin, on my own blog, here on the air, that I think it sends a horrific message for the mayor of Green Bay to be a member of a group called No Walmart on Broadway, when a lot of the people who are posting and belong to that group are Walmart haters. It's clear of the things they write and the things they post, including the main instigator, I can't think of his name right now, that Walmart actually costs jobs. And all these other fallacies that you've heard about Walmart over the year. And I said it is incredibly unhealthy for the city as a whole to have the mayor a member of that group. So yesterday, and I'm going to play this for you again, and before I do this, all members of the Green Bay media, channels 2, 5, 11, 26, the local paper, I would be happy to share this audio with you. Here again, and we won't play the whole thing this time, Jason. Here again is Jim Schmidt denying yesterday to Mike and Matt that he belongs to such a group.
Mayor, are you still a part of that anti-Walmart Facebook page that popped up?
Well, I've never been part of that. I mean, I don't know how many emails I got this morning already. I mean, you know, it's an emotional subject.
Yeah, you are, Jim. Now, listeners checked yesterday, and I checked again this morning. No Walmart on Broadway. If you go to the members, Mayor Schmidt, you're the first one it shows up. You are the first member that shows up on the list of members. Now, I know that we have listeners in the newsrooms around town. I happen to know that. Fox 11, WBAY. We Are Green Bay, WFRV. NBC 26. And for purposes of this exercise, the Green Bay Press Gazette. Scott Cooper Williams, you belong to that damn group. So do other members of newsrooms that I just mentioned. Is anybody but me going to call out Jim Schmidt for lying yesterday when he said he'd never belonged to a group? He still belongs to that group. It has some 1,600 members. You go to membership, he's the first one listed. Now, you can parse however you want. You just heard the audio. Jason, just in case, I'm going to have you play it one more time here. And I am speaking now directly to the other media outlets in this town. As the mayor today meets with Walmart and tries to either dissuade them from that location or to pare down their proposal, he is a member of the No Walmart on Broadway. He is the first member when you go to the list of memberships. Yesterday, on this radio station, he said this.
Mayor, are you still a part of that anti-Walmart Facebook page that popped up?
Well, I've never been part of that. I mean, I don't know how many emails I got this morning already.
All right, that's enough. That's enough. Yes, you are. Okay, maybe I'll do this. Maybe what I will do, yeah, apparently Mayor Schmidt doesn't want the tax revenue Walmart would generate either in that area. Maybe what I will do is I will screenshot the membership list that shows that Jim is the first listed, and I'll get an MP3 of the audio you just heard. I will put that in an email to every newsroom in town. Because I can't believe that no one else in the media is going to call him out on this. No one else in the media has called him out for belonging to that group in the first place. I put it on a statewide website. I put it on my blog. And I've talked about it, even by my own measure, ad nauseum, for weeks. I'm sorry, but that was a lie. Is anybody but this show going to call him on it? It's 8:56.
Albert Einstein actually said this. He said, the only reason